Well, as many of you know, the first point of attack back on Shmini Atzeret Simchas Torah in Israel was the Nova Festival. And Yossi Zablocki, who, of course, is responsible for so much great hospitality up in the Catskill region, has made a tremendous impact in the cruising industry as well. He made me aware of an event that's going on that's going to be commemorating what happened at Nova, and at the same time will serve as an inspirational and meaningful Shabbaton, an entire weekend of activity in honor of those who were victims of October the 7th. We'll explain all that coming up. First, of course, we'll speak to Yossi regarding Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot up in the Hudson Valley Resort, as there are so many opportunities to enjoy the Catskill region under his leadership. Yossi Zablocki, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Malcolm, thanks for having me. It's always great being on the air with you.
Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. Those of you who wonder if the ultimate family-friendly kosher resort still exists, the answer is it does, with a full minion, great programming for all ages, a lot of special guests, including some of the names that were really that have really established themselves as leaders both in our community and as speakers up at the Hudson Valley Resort. And if you want to enjoy everything that Yossi and his staff have to offer, they have a full Rosh Hashanah program, a full Sukkot program. You can email destinations613@yahoo.com, destinations613@yahoo.com. You could also call 845-794-6000, 845-794-6000. Yossi, people want to know, let's start with Rosh Hashanah. People want to know what type of tefillah, what type of service they will be exposed to and will be participating in on Rosh Hashanah, and what type of delicious Yom Tov meals they'll be enjoying on Rosh Hashanah. What can you tell us about the Hudson Valley regarding those two areas?
So, you know, Nachum, as you know, when I started this whole business, and I started it some 15 years ago when I was opening up at Kutcher's, I was, my vision was more than just to have a hotel that people can go to. My vision was to be, I named it the National Jewish Convention Center at the time, but my vision was to be to have a completely immersive experience for every holiday, for every Shabbaton that people were doing. So we were open all year long. We were running all kinds of events. And coming up, we have Rosh Hashanah with a lot of great speakers. Rabbi Yoshua Weber will be there. Dr. Mordechai Yampel will be there. The meals are old classic Catskill style, meaning that the waiters come and serve you. They take your order, prime rib, carving stations.
We're having a lot of trouble hearing you, Yossi. I don't know if you want to reconnect or if there's an adjustment you can make on your phone.
Even now it's difficult for you to hear me.
Yeah, we're having a lot of trouble understanding what you're saying. I'm sorry. I don't know if there's a better phone you can call.
Okay, so I'll hang up and I'll call him one more time.
Yossi Zablocki is up at the Hudson Valley Resort. People like Rabbi Yoshua Weber, Rabbi Yechiel Lichtenstein, Dr. Mordechai Gampel, Dov Hyken, Rabbi Michal Streicher are all part of the Rosh Hashanah program that's happening up at the Hudson Valley Resort. Sukkot as well, with a full minion, programming for all ages, updated accommodations, gourmet cuisine, indoor and outdoor pool. Let's see if this is any better. Yossi, are you there?
I hope it's better. Is it better, Nachum?
A little bit. The phone number, 845-794-6000, 845-794-6000, and destinations613@yahoo.com. Okay, Yossi, you were telling us that every Yontif, you have an amazing staff, a wonderful cast of presenters, and a total immersive experience. So what can we expect on Rosh Hashanah?
On Rosh Hashanah, we're going to have large kiddushim. Obviously, there's a regular minion. We have great baal tefillah. Dr. Mordechai Gampel is davening, as well as speaking. He's both a psychologist and a baal tefillah. Jeff Frank will be davening as well. Rabbi Yoshua Weber will be giving lectures. It's a full program with a lot. Chaim Friedman will be giving lectures. We have families there and singles. His wife, Daniela Friedman, will be giving lectures as well. We're really going to keep people occupied from beginning to end. They're not going to have any time for themselves unless they choose to relax, in which case we do give people time to relax themselves.
You know, it's interesting. For those who don't know, Yossi Zablocki knows a little something about leading services on the Yomim Noraim. And if you're assigning, as you mentioned, the people that you just mentioned, if you're assigning people to lead services on Rosh Hashanah, Yossi, I have to assume, based on your experience and based on your requirements, that these are high-quality people that will really make people enjoy the Rosh Hashanah service.
100%, 100%. In fact, I mean, I've davened for the Amid myself, and I'm passing the baton on to other people to be able to do it instead of me. Not that I am not able to do it if I had to, but it gives people the opportunity to experience really, really, really great Baal Tefillahs, great singing, great nusach, and it should be a lot of fun.
All right, so that's Rosh Hashanah, but we should mention that Sukkos is going to be the same thing, meaning everybody out there who's expecting a wonderful family experience, the Hudson Valley Resort, starting on October the 16th for the entire 11 days of the Sukkot holiday. We'll have plenty to do with the family. In fact, yes, he's going to be bringing in animal shows and magic shows and jugglers and a full day camp, an inflatable park with all those great rides. There'll be swimming. There'll be, of course, a giant heated sukkah and great cooking and wonderful davening. And it's all happening at the Hudson Valley Resort. Full Sukkos program. Yes, I don't think there are too many of these left, a full Sukkos program in a facility like yours.
I'll go one step further. We're the only location that is doing, we're doing Sukkos and Simchas Torah. We do all the 11 nights. We're not just doing Sukkos. We're doing Sukkos and Simchas Torah. But more than that, and this ties into what we'll be talking about in a second, I'm also running Yom Kippur. I'm the only place on the planet that is running Yom Kippur. And not because Yom Kippur is a huge holiday, a huge getaway, or a huge moneymaker for people that are running Yom Kippur. I'll be honest with you, Nachum, there's no money in running Yom Kippur. but we do it because there are people that...
Everyone's thinking about all the money you're saving on food.
Right. right. But we know we do it because there's a need for some people to be able to have a place to go away, whether they live too far from the shul, whether they have trouble walking to shul, whatever the reason might be, there's a need for people to have a place that they can go to where the shul is literally right downstairs. And so as part of us being open for Rosh Hashanah, we're also open Yom Kippur with the same speakers, with the same Baal Tefillahs. And, you know, we've been doing that really for 15 years. I've made sure, you know, that we always have a minion, that we have enough people, and we run every single holiday. There isn't a single holiday throughout the year that we don't Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Simchas Torah, Hanukkah, Shavuos, and throughout the summer, Pesach, obviously. We are there for everything that Jewish community needs.
Anybody who wants information about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkos, of course, the Hudson Valley Resort up in the Catskill region. Yossi Zablocki is coordinating all of it. You could be in touch by email. Destinations613.com is the website. The email is destinations613@yahoo.com. Destinations613@yahoo.com or by dialing the number 845-794-6000. But this is not even the reason that Yossi's on this morning. He's on because a week from Shabbos is going to be a very, very interesting and important weekend going up at the Hudson Valley Resort. A deeply meaningful Shabbaton, if you will. And you mentioned to me off the air that Moshe Mintz is with us. Is he with us now, Yossi?
So Moshe Mintz was running this event with me. He's going to try to call in right now to your number. Hopefully we can get him on the line as well. He started off with me, but if you give him 1 second, he's going to dial right now to call in to your number and hopefully get on. If not, I'll discuss the event without him.
What people need to know is that it starts September the 26th, and it's going to be unique in that the hotel will be used, but not just used as a place to stay, but a place to witness and participate in some of the amazing performances that are going on. Which is pretty incredible, frankly. And we'll go through the list of people that are going to be participating. And in addition to that, it's going to be an environment where some of the aspects of the Nova Festival are going to be incorporated, literally with camping on the grounds, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm told Moshe Mintz is with us. Moshe, are you there?
I am, yes. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. So starting on September the 26th, it's a deeply meaningful Shabbaton, which is going to commemorate what happened at the Nova Festival and really use the opportunity with lectures and stories and kumzitzes, slichas, concerts to get people some tremendous inspiration this time of year and to commemorate what went on. Moshe Mintz, tell us about this. Tell us about this effort to do something like this 1 year later.
Of course. So I think it comes to the idea of the Jewish people all over the years. Basically, we always chose to rise above, to look forward with hope, with resilience, and that's what holds us together. I get this question a lot. For example, people asking me, why do you say we will dance again? Like, what is to do with people that were murdered and bushed in such a horrific way? What do you come now and saying we will dance again? Well, my answer to that as a Jewish people, we always choose to see the half full cup. But besides that, there's another thing that they're trying to do. The first thing is obviously to kill as much as they can. The second thing is to break our spirit. Let us feel down. Let us feel that we are not connected to ourselves anymore. That we cannot joy. And one of the greatest things to bring to the world and actually elevate ourselves from any situation and be by praying, one of the things is it's simcha, it's music, and this is something that should elevate us all. And this is why we say we will dance again. We will show our resilience. We will celebrate those who were survived. We will show the world and ourselves that we can rise above. It's a time for sorrow, but we're moving on. We're moving on. Nobody can break us. Nobody will break us. And that's the importance of the message that I see in terms of turning this chaos to something with hope, something with love to every Jew, united, together. And when we're together, nobody can break us.
And this Shabbaton, this festival / weekend, is going to be Thursday through Sunday from the 26th through the 29th. Of September. And in addition to everything we mentioned, including obviously the hotel, it's Yossi's Hotel up there at the Hudson Valley Resort, the beautiful catered Shabbat, the kosher vendors, the camping, the comedy, the speed dating, because there'll be singles and couples and families who are all welcome, and plenty of activities for all of them. But obviously the live music leading into a Saturday night of Slichos is going to be the major focus. And Moshe Mintz, I think one of the ways that we see that this effort is already on its way to becoming a success is the type of musical people who've agreed to appear at this event, including Alex Clare, Yehuda Green, DJ Schatz, Mikey Greenblatt, Yechiel Jacobs, Rifki Susskind. I mean, what is it about this that has attracted already this distinguished list of performers?
That's a good question. And the answer for that, I think everybody wants to be a part of success. Everybody, when they see a successful event, a successful whatever it is, and especially when it's such a greater cause, that it's above all of us. I always tell people, it's not my event. It's not your event. Honestly, I'm just I'm just a musician part of it because I'm a musician myself. So I ultimately recruit all the musicians. But I got to give it to them. A lot of them came as a barter without any payment. Why? Because they wanted to be part and they wanted to contribute. We're going to have some hostages there. We're going to have families of victims. We're going to have They want to see them. They want to talk to them. They want to get whatever they can get from it. And through music and through love to everybody and all these things comes this beautiful concert, as you mentioned, with all these great, great people that want to just to be together and be Mesamech Klal Yisrael. And I think it's one of the greatest things that I'm blessed to have all of these people, all these tremendous singers and musicians on board.
Well, it certainly has the makings of something really dramatic and really something very exciting and meaningful. And as I said, everybody, it's the music, it's the Shabbos, it's the Slichas. I mean, you have a lot going on that weekend. Join Alex Clare, Yehuda Green, DJ Schatz, Mikey Greenblatt, Yechiel Jacobs, Rivka Susskind, the Victims of October 7th, Heroes of October 7th. Join them all for this live music festival. It's happening Thursday through Sunday, September the 26th through the 29th, up at the Hudson Valley Resort. There'll be a camping option, literally a hotel room option. There'll be kosher vendors, plenty of activities for the singles. There'll be speed dating and other activities for the families. There's plenty of stuff to do, as you know. We just spoke about the facility up there at the Hudson Valley Resort. Information about all of this, information, if you want to explore being part of this, nachalnovea.life. Again, that's the website, Nachal, N-A-C-H-A-L, Novea, N-O-V-E-A, .life. Nachalnovea.life. Final word to Yossi Zablocki at the Hudson Valley Resort. Yossi, it makes sense that you're hosting an event like this. So what can you tell people about the type of experience they're going to have up there?
Nachum, I've been doing this a long time, and I can tell you I have never seen anything of this magnitude. What we're planning for this weekend, for this Shabbaton, is something that I have never seen before. We're going to be, I've seen music festivals before, but this is a music festival on steroids with so many different acts. There's going to be some 14, 15, maybe more musical acts over the course of these 3 days. Aside from the music acts, the amount of speakers that we have coming in that were involved in October 7th, for good and for bad, there's going to be one speaker after another. And for me, thing is we're going to be doing a dedication to the Nova Festival. And I don't know whether you, in your trips to Israel, have been able to go to where the Nova Festival took place.
Sure.
Have you seen the Nova site?
Oh, yeah.
They have a real memorial there for all the victims from what happened that day. And we're going to be doing some version of replicating that memorial at the hotel, which to me is the most meaningful thing that I could imagine to do, as we're getting to a year after this horrific event, and we're coming up on Rosh Hashanah, to be able to recreate a memorial there that I've seen myself living in Israel, and to be able to let people who have not gone to Israel to experience on a little level the Nova site and the memorial that they have there now. People should come up just to be able to experience that, because it's going to be the most meaningful weekend that I think people will have experienced in their entire lives. I'm so looking forward to it more than most any other event that I've done in the past 15 years.
Yossi Zablocki and Moshe Mintz invite you to this incredible weekend / Shabbaton / festival. It is going to be something unique and certainly something very meaningful, especially going into Slichas. Go to nachalnovea.life. Nachalnovea.life. Check out what's going on. The list of people, as we said earlier, that are already confirmed is pretty impressive. It's all happening up at the Hudson Valley Resort. And as we said earlier, if you'd like to explore Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot at the Hudson Valley Resort, you can be in touch directly with Yossi Zablocki's staff. Destinations613@yahoo.com. Destinations613@yahoo.com. Or call 845-794-6000, 845-794-6000. Moshe Mintz, I know you're going to help me encourage people to come and be part of the big festival.
Absolutely. Just a few words, if I may say, one more bit, just to... there's a lot of people asking me, how can you contribute? We live far away, we're in L.A., this Shabbos, we cannot do it. How can you contribute? So my answer to them, since all the proceeds goes to one family, a tremendous organization in Israel, who gives for over 20 years, money, support, and whatnot to those families who attacked in terror over the years. And, you know, in Israel, how's the situation?
Yep.
So all the proceeds go there. And I tell them always, if you want to contribute, we're very open. We have a beautiful package that will give you a lot of advertisement too. office@nachamnoveah.life. They can email us. You can also look at the website. We have many, many ways of really expose them, especially with the Shabbos, when we're going to have live stream to over 200,000 people around the world. So I think it's a pretty, pretty solid exposure. Nachum, I'm really looking forward to see you there. I know you might not be there, depending on your very tight schedule, but we will be blessed to have you. I think one of your figures definitely can make the event even better.
Office at nachalnovea.life. Good luck, Moshe. I hope it's a massively successful event.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yossi, always a pleasure. Thanks for what you're doing for the community. There are a lot of people who wouldn't be able to afford to go anywhere else, frankly, and you've put together packages for Yontif that are both affordable and really exciting for families and singles, and the big yasher koach for that.
Thank you, Nachum. Always a pleasure to be on the show.
More coming up. You're listening to a Monday morning broadcast here at JM in the AM.